I'm going to get right to it because this is going to be exciting as we chat with Heather Wagonhals. Heather, unfamiliar with the RNJ Morning Program, a certified identity theft risk management specialist and a tech analyst as well. And it is about the tech. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Unbelievable. Thanks for asking.
That's
ready
good.
To rock and roll with you boys this morning.
Heather, is anyone listening to our conversation?
I hope so.
But they're listening the right way through radio or on web, right?
But, let's hope our microwave isn't doing the listening.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you all of a sudden it's been popping up in the news about how the stuff that we've got around their home, we go, ooh, this, we have a high-tech refrigerator and a high-tech television. And all of a sudden people are saying, hey, they can listen to you. Tell us about this.
It's pretty scary if you think about it. And, you know, this kind of plays into the bigger picture of how much we just relinquish control over our own lives for the sake of modern conveniences.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on is under the auspices of modern conveniences, now when you're at the grocery store and you can't remember how much milk you have left or if you have butter in the fridge, all you have to do is hop on your app and you can look right inside there and check it out. But the problem with all of these smart appliances is that many of them have very little to no security methods attached to them. So anybody can hack into your personal system at home and get on your own personal network, or the appliances themselves are sending back data based on the information that they're obtaining that you have granted them permission to do.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. I mean, and again, what are some of the appliances that people that we need to be looking, watching out for here?
Well, we're talking smart TVs. We're talking these smart refrigerators, smart, what am I thinking of? Those communications devices that the Amazon Echo and the other one that the kids have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not an Apple person, but the devices that you talk to, because, you know, the Amazon one, not too long ago, kids would be playing and talking about something that they wanted, and parents would all of a sudden being charged and shipped all these toys, not realizing that these kids were using keyword terms to order items off of the internet.
Yeah.
But they're also, if you look at the terms of service agreement, when you accept these terms, whether they're the privacy terms or whatever, it tells you what they're going to do. So this shouldn't be a surprise that we're getting spied on.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, because who has time to read all of that Lego mumbo jumbo, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's you're absolutely right there. And the fascinating thing is that, again, and I've had this experience to my detriment, unfortunately, of going in with one of the cell phone providers and assuming that the salesman told me everything. You sign on the dotted line, and I go back and say, "Wait a minute!" And then he goes, "Well, you signed it," and of course I did, but I signed it based on what I was told, not what I read. And nobody wants to read that. They make it deliberately hard to read, don't they?
Absolutely. Well, and you know, and it plays into this greater picture of what I talk about at the Unlock Your Wealth radio show,
mm-hmm.
and that's a biology-based approach to money management. And you know, we move towards pleasure and away from pain in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that legalese is painful. What if we don't know those big words? What if, even if we know those big words, we've still been confused?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, usually the nice thing about it is the first couple of sentences in every enumerated section are usually pretty English savvy, and then it gets into the legalese. So you should be able to figure it out, but you have to invest the time. And, you know, when we get a new device, the novelty is what we're drawn to. So we want to hurry up and get started. So we just check yes, 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 and go all the way down the line and give away our email addresses and tell them it's okay for us to be watched by them. And they're sending data back and forth. You know, Samsung got into some trouble there with their televisions because, you know, they were sending back your viewing data.
Exactly.
We can determine a lot about a person based on their internet surfing habits, their viewing data, their appliance usage. I mean, if you think about it with their smart refrigerators, I mean, they're taking photographs and video inside of your refrigerator. So they know the products that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And they can create profiles based on that. Then you take your shopper VIP card at your grocery store, and people know more about you than you do.
Yeah, and they know that your cottage cheese is expired.
They know your cottage cheese is expired.
Exactly, well, yeah.
And they know what brand of cottage cheese you like to buy, and they know how often you go in the refrigerator for it. So if you've just broken up with your boyfriend and you're stuffing your face with all kinds of things that you shouldn't be eating, well, they're going to know that too.
Now, it's interesting, Heather, because this is all done under the guise of marketing. So that the reach of the sellers know what it is that your lifestyle and then your neighbor and family members and whomever, and so they can more readily target you for advertising. But I guess the great danger is the fact that that information is then out there, and let's say the company that has been gathering this information, what if they suffer a security breach?
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could run the conspiracy theories ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, I mean, if they're hacked, their data breach, I mean, you know, you've got email addresses to sign up. You've got potential home addresses for all of the warranty stuff. You know, I mean, they know a lot about you under the auspices of marketing. And that data has a price. I mean, it's very valuable to folks because, you know, depending on how they word an advertisement could make the difference in how many people sign up.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, I mean, just very briefly here, when people are concerned about smart appliances in their home giving away too much information, are there things that we can do to protect ourselves?
Well, this is the one thing that I do, and it seems to have worked so far. And I had to do this because of my blood glucose meter. You know, I am being proactive about my blood sugar levels because diabetes is in my family, and so I test. And then this latest one, I had a dumb one, but then, you know, they discontinued the strips for my dumb one, so I wound up having to get a smart one. And it requires you to sync to the cloud. Otherwise, it won't register your things. And so I'm a big fan of nom de plume.
Mm-hmm.
So make up a username and a profile and set up a free email address to somebody whom you're not.
Yeah.
And just make sure that you remember who the person is that you say you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that way, like, even if they do track you, they're tracking somebody else. They're not really tracking you.
Right. Okay. So
that's one way to do it. But, you know, unless you need your appliances connected to the Internet, half of them, I just won't accept the terms of service. And so it limits a lot of functionality, but it's functionality I didn't need anyway.
You got along with it before, so you got along without it, you know, so very,
exactly.
Very good.
Exactly. You know, I was tracking my blood sugar low tech anyway.
Mm-hmm. Heather, give us the website again. Where do people go to get more information on all this?
For more information about identity theft, frauds, and scams, they should visit my website at moneycreditandyou.com for the latest in data breaches and all of that good stuff. And if they want to learn more about biology-based money management, they should visit unlockyourwealthradio.com.
Heather, thank you so much. Fascinating always talking to you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Make it a prosperous one.
I will indeed. Thank you. Bye-bye.